Blog Talk Radio.
Music, music, and more music.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and the executive songs have been "Just Died in Your Arm Tonight," "Hurt Remix," and all of that done by the wonderful Boo, as well as a little bit of a "Stand By Me," B.B. King, Raz for you. And tonight I just thought we'd try a different formatting here and play songs of La Cosa Nostra Radio. So bear in with this tuning, and although it's statistically improbable, try not to get shot or die from too much liposuction. All right, our next song on the agenda playlist, the last tune that was a little bit of the Pink off the Madonna and remix Celebration. I didn't hear it a single time there and a word of what you heard too. But please try this at home podcast. Hot, hot heat.
Olé, 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 olé. Olé, 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 olé.
Come on, let's do it, feeling hot.
I turn up the weather for that summer heat. And it's now 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Anyone's going to walk up to you, you're going to step it or beat it.
Queen. She keeps him away, Chandon, in a pretty cabinet. Listen, in case she said, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And it's an invitation you can't decline. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price. Insatiable in appetite.
Wanna try?
She couldn't care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind.
that night. They were as few when I was being schooled. So folks, please don't be fooled by lobbyist groups. When it comes to who are they to decide? When it comes to people's lives, who the people should believe to be.
My I just got back from Africa, you know. I was playing cards with a native.
Oh, Zulu?
No, I usually won.
I wish I had a glass of water.
Why, you thirsty?
No, I want to see if my necklace. I buy a raccoon, but John already has.
35
bucks. Right. Okay. I'm going to buy me a dog.
Dog.
Yeah. Cause I need a friend now.
Yeah, yeah.
Boop, shabop, bop, ram-a-lam. I'm gonna buy me a dog. What, my girl don't let me know how. How?
Now,
brown cow.
I think I'm gonna buy me a dog, yes sir. I'm gonna buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm gonna buy, I think dog would be the word. It would be dog. That would come springing from my lips. Dog.
It
would
be springing from my lips. Can you turn it off, please? Can somebody open the door and let us out? They're coming to take us away.
Yeah, that was a follow-up on the 60s. What was that guy's name? Scott Kenny. Around 68, there's another tune about missing Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy. And I guess we could take it another direction. All this poetry we're presenting on the blog, there's been a whole soundtrack, but, you know, it just never really plays out when people are in the middle of reciting their poems or having it read for you on the show. So without further ado, here's another song by our talented boo, Fade to Black, Metallica.
Thank you.
and Roach.
To me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried. You must have been relieved to see the softy side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything, all rolled into one. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your hell, I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way. So take me as I am. This may mean you'll have to be a stronger man. Rest assured that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your help, I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way.
Labels, Die in Your Arms Tonight, Die in Your Eyes, or should we just keep it at Survival? Zappa, the tune for musing and meditating on coming up with those poetics, Death Cab.
Thank you. potential of you and me. It's like a book elegantly bound, but in a language that you can't read just yet. You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time with me. And I know that you'll find love. I will possess your heart. You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time with me. And I know that you'll find love. I will possess your heart. There are days when outside your window my reflection as I slowly pass. This mirrored perspective, we'll be lovers, lovers at last. You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time with me. And I know that you'll find love. I will protect your heart. You gotta spend some time, love. I will possess your heart. I will possess your heart. You let your eyes shine, enchanted, and desperately.
Get off to the fact, even on the news report, hearing how it's all the freak whack. But as it is, as artists, there are just so many emotions to express yourself.
Correctional facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because it's steady get funky. When you got a subject and a predicate, add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop fine.
type.
Well, I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex. Cuz it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing for making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. The pop chart. So where should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track?
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG. That's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, New Jack's the main hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records are spinning again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend. So bronze, with no help. There's no blessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original. Or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. So some musicians, cuz at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. No, but you know it ain't all about wealth. As long as you make a note to spread yourself, do it good. Spread yourself, don't do it. A lyricist, your Dre is the name for. To make something dope on a record, that's what he came for. Kicking reality over saying itself, but it's important that you keep it in mind too. Spread yourself from the heart, cause if you wanna start to move up the chart, then expression is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow, you ain't swift, moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind, embedded like an embryo or a lesson. All of them expression, and if you start pressing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore your record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic, getting physical, doing a job. And WA is the lynch mob, and some are cops. But you know you need this, and the knowledge is going just like a fetus or a tumor. Well, here's the rumor, Dre's in the neighborhood, and he's up to no good. When I start expressing myself, yell and slam it, cause if I stay funky like this, I'm doing damage. Or I'ma be too hype and need a straight jacket. I got knowledge and other suckers lack it. So when you see Dre, a DJ on the mic, ask what it's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if a strike, it ain't for your good health, but I won't strike if you just spread yourself.
Don't believe I heard the ice described quite that way. Who's up with these quantum computations, 5GBs, 4GBs, new remixes? But on a lighter note, that was an interesting point of knowledge. Every last human being is another one that must have been worth knowing, even if you didn't want to. So who else we have on here that's in an eclectic set of music at a Costa Nostra? What about a little bit of Green Day? Hey, if those allegations didn't stick with Kevin Spacey's, well, that's good riddance to what kind of rubbish?
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this lesson known as why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Diana, wherever you are tonight, I hope it's tonight on the town, ABBA style, dancing girls, or is that dancing queen? Why don't we go for an independent woman?
Yes, you do. With my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on.
Come on. Bring it.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your belly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own corner and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I got the clothes I'm wearing. How I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you as a front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you want. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
The shoes on my feet, I'm wearing, I'm wearing, the rocks I'm rocking, I'm wearing. Depending on me, if I want it, the rocks I'm wearing.
Money, 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 money
some strange angels, even the ones on a series like Logan's Run, Heather, Mensky, and Ozzy back in the 70s and the 80s would be howling at the moon, like Ginsberg howling. College, me and a friend, Thomas Wheeler, who's a resident artist in Miami, Florida now, years later, we were just driving around cruising in the SUV, and he stopped for a second because we were kind of, like, buzzed and intoxicated. I stepped out of the car and started just howling right straight at the moon. Yeah, good times, 99.
Well, some things you want to be able to say that I did that, you know? I could see that. I could see wanting to do that.
Right, certain moments you just play back again in your head, like in that song Michael Jackson, Remember the Time.
That's always fun.
So how have you been, Rack? What's going on tonight, Sunday?
Absolutely nothing. Just empty in the freezer. Still looking in the back and seeing what's growing here.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds lobster. All my agendas are left in the freezer, right? I'm kidding, right?
I know. I got to get the bodies out of the way, you know?
Yeah, some people just run into that dilemma in New York. You can't keep all your palms in the freezer all the time. You have to sometimes take the dog for a walk.
Efficiency. You got to be efficient. Otherwise, you get caught with them bodies.
If Picasso, Federossi, and all that mob stuff, I don't know. It's just one of those officers. It's about this station. We call ourselves the Coast Notion. Well, we don't really mean Sicily. We're not saying that, you know, for a fact. It's a family, keeping this thing together alive. I love poetry. So I've been doing the soundtrack tonight. I was playing for like an hour, 20 minutes, just songs that I feel motivate us in the group to become better writers at the craft. And what you want to do on a constant basis is just keep on practicing. You can't slow down. I myself recommend writing at least something every day, even if you don't feel like it. Go through that process until finally you're generating the best work without even knowing.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Yeah, that one works for the Hallmark theme song. All the holidays. Yeah, the roses and reds, the violets and blues. Did you hear about the man from Nantucket?
Yeah, that one's a little dirty for now. No. It once was a man from Nantucket.
Yeah, it's considered a controversial piece. I wonder how long it's gone on as a traditional poem. The 1800s, so they say, right?
It's been like one of the first known. I think it's like the best known. Anytime anyone says limerick, that's like there once was a man from Nantucket. Well, not that one. No. There once was a man from Peru.
Played with its pocket watch.
There once was a man from Peru. You know that one?
Yeah, and no, I wouldn't know it for a fact, but my next guess is he used to really like them polishing his shoes, huh?
No, he fell asleep in a canoe.
It was either him or Betty Sue.
Once was a man from Peru who fell asleep in a canoe. He was dreaming of Venus, and he tickled his... And he woke up with his handful of goo.
He dreams of Venus and tickled his Xenix. And so the medical prescription is breathing masks and you. Yeah, I mean, have you heard about this COVID thing? It's going to make a comeback, they're saying, or they're not even sure about that for a fact. I haven't been through it enough times with the breathing mask restrictions. What do you think, Rax?
I think it's going to keep it's lurking. I mean, they downgraded it or upgraded it. They changed it from pandemic, so, you know, it's like a cold now, so they expect it to be around, you know. And I know it's been mutating. There's been different strains and... I don't even know how many different vaccines there are, but they recommend.
It's called different variations, right?
And the tests are no longer free. You used to be able to get free COVID tests. I don't think they're free anymore. But anyway,
right?
The insurance is still covered.
Sickness, it turns into a kind of medical profit. You can't really stop that form of health business applying itself, no matter the risk.
Did you play down? Did you play down with the sickness?
Yeah, no, I didn't play down with the sickness, but anyone can find it. I'm sure for a very low fee, either on iTunes, that's like $9.99, all the music in the world, or YouTube. There should be a copy of most standardized forms of the art. Every last song there as well. There's different places to find it, these are what I'm saying. It's not like the old days, remember when there was DSL, and you had to like download behind everyone's back and through the NSA, just have an MP3 file?
Yeah.
So I didn't have much of a show tonight. I didn't have material. That's why I was playing songs. It was going to be – that's the title for this episode, The Music of La Cosa Nostra.
You mentioned the NSA. Let's call them and see what happens. Hello, NSA. We're a small podcast. We just wanted to say hello tonight.
Yeah, because Boo, she took a trip. It wasn't even going to happen. She's with her daughter, Katie, what she wanted to do tonight. So didn't have time for the blog.
Yeah, I hear you.
But it's becoming risky out there, health-wise. I mean, I think... that virus and other sicknesses are just out to get the whole human species. It just seems that way lately.
Well, what is it about, you know, nature doesn't exist. Nature abhors a vacuum, or I don't know what expression applies to something like that. it's one of those things where it just keeps mutating and survive, do anything it can to survive. It makes me think of like the frogs and things, you know, the invasive species. You know, they say, you know, you can't bring frogs like into Australia or whatever, and then next thing you know, they're killing off the wildlife and throwing off the balance of nature and crap.
Yeah, that was just like, what, 4 years past when there was the fire in Australia and it killed like billions of different animals all in the same process, conflagrating the flames?
It was that too, yeah. So I'm talking like, what is it, there was some creature that they brought into like Florida, I think it was, that's still around, and it threw off the whole ecosystem, you know, because it's got no natural predators. So it's killing everything around it.
There's all kinds of risks out there for life right now. This is an unstable period of human history and evolution. What I'm seeing of the reports, you have ecology being destroyed while the human race is like on the brink of self-destruction.
That calls for some REM. The end of the world as we know it.
Yeah, it's the end of the world as we know it. That's pretty much it, yeah.
That's the truth, man.
Except nobody thought it would really happen when REM was the new single on MTV and playing on the radio.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You want me to do one of your tracks, put it here on the show for you?
Nah, then I'm good.
You all good for the night?
Yeah.
What other stuff do you want to bring up? Just anything else? We have like a little bit more time to kill, I think, before ending this blog.
Have you heard the expression? Intelligence is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad. Philosophy is debating on if that makes a ketchup a smoothie.
Yeah, philosophy is like watching Troy or even Clash of the Titans and then understanding, well, that was deep what the ancients believed, but, you know, on another extent, that form of knowledge, it applied once, and yet now I have to deal more with the economical social condition in order to survive instead of, you know, getting in the toga and praying to the gods.
You can find philosophy
anywhere because it is the art of knowing. That's essentially what it means, philosophy. The love of knowledge.
Yeah.
Techno definition. Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
It branches out to three different types. There's Sophia, which is formal legal knowledge. And then you have Eros, which is one of the passions, emotions, that kind of form of thinking. And finally, Agape, which is a theocracy, theology, anything that moves along the lines of acts of divination, the unknown, supernatural, escape philosophies.
Yeah, I think everything centers around understanding, whether you're talking about relationships or just survival. Although I guess a relationship is a form of survival.
Yeah, for certain people, that's very real.
I didn't get killed in my sleep. That's an achievement.
I wouldn't know who you mean, but that reminded me for no reason of a taxi driver in New York going through some kind of drunk delirium on a weekend because they couldn't keep on charging the fare.
You got to worry about who you wake up next to and if they're going to try and slit your throat in the middle of the night. Or cut your junk off and toss it out of a moving car.
Yeah, some environments are still pretty hostile, whether or not this is a virus. Very true, Rack. But then you have places where, like, nothing really goes on, like in the middle of Montana. It's just all year round. Is a crime finally going to happen? What? I live in Montana. Or Nebraska, where the population is so low, of course, criminal activity is all but diminished. Reality.
Oklahoma, what's going on in Oklahoma?
Yeah, that's right, they're never on the news, right?
They're on the border of Texas, so, you know, people are smuggling cows over the border.
There's still places where peace exists, is what I mean. It depends on your environment. And then if you're in a large town or a large major metropolis city, you know, Chicago, L.A., of course, the crime rate's higher.
There's a joke about the guy going across the border every day with a wheelbarrow full of stuff. And, you know, the Border Patrol, they knew he was smuggling something, and they couldn't figure out what it was. They were taking the wheelbarrow apart and testing every little bit of it and analyzing the screws, x-raying it. They couldn't figure it out. So after like, you know, 50 years, the guy that's been, you know, coming over the border back and forth with the wheelbarrows and stuff, it was retiring, and the border agent says, off the record, you know, we know you've been smuggling stuff. What were you stealing? The guy goes, wheelbarrows.
Putting all your monkeys in a barrel. Yeah. I guess the only thing I can think that's related to that story and also poetry, William Carlos Williams poem, Wheelbarrow, very deep for a few words. It expresses, you know, all that, like, emotional hardiness that Americans had for the thought of farming in the 1800s there in perfect parlance.
All right, if you're going to talk about cats, you got to do Lauren 67. Alfie!
No, I don't know. I was headed for a different direction this night. I told Boo about this, that we could have a little more of these specials that's just like the music of La Cosa Nostra. This is the radio
cool.
Show. That's the blog. Yeah.
Yeah.
And right now, we're a little cut out of the line from our talent, to tell you the truth. I think you know.
Out in the cold.
Yeah, they shut us off away from the Wall Street lions of the gate.
Greed is good.
But that's just corporation politics, right? You know, whatever it takes for a limited amount of people to profit.
Greed is good. Which leads me to ask, how much is enough?
It's never too much. It's never too much. And yeah, it can cost you more than you think at the same time. So that's like a very difficult question to just answer off the bat and have the right answer, I think. It can cost more than you think, and yet it's never too much, yeah.
I don't mind the company making money, but, you know, don't kill me, you know. I want you to be there when I go looking for the stuff next time. You know, you make your little profit and you stay in existence, but, you know, don't do it on my back and kill me so that I can't afford to do it.
Right, because that's all marketing and business is. You know, if you kill the competitor, then you're the one who makes more money, or you close them out of business. Like what they're doing with the Marathon Petroleum refinery, you know, that fire now they're having it closed down. But that means other people who are into exporting and trading oil, they're going to come up with the payrolls.
Yep.
the kill or be killed type of business. Definitely.
Pipelines.
Laws of the jungle apply there. Yeah. On that corporate curve loop. Welcome to the jungle.
That's a good song. Nobody
but,
can sing like that.
Yeah.
So no sign of Boo?
I'm sure you're still finding a way to get by. That's good, right?
I'm sorry, by what?
You're finding a way to get by, right?
I'm getting by.
That's all that matters in the end, even if it's not, you know, all that much or more than you want,
yeah.
It's that you get by. Yeah.
Yep. I'm treading water. I'm happy.
You don't want to be under the water. Then, oh, no. Where are the lifeboats and the preservers? Yeah.
I got a bunch of straws I got stuck together for when I'm underwater. I stick them up so that I could still breathe.
Saving plans, right.
Yeah. But you're not allowed to have resources. Too many resources, you don't qualify for assistance.
No, because then they figure that it's like giving you free money if you ask from the state. And you have like a whole portfolio of like commodities that are really ensuring your daily, weekly, or monthly and annual financing.
Now that leads me to a really sad situation that should never be. The craziness of you know, when you start to get older and things are more expensive and you're on your limited income or whatever, and it actually makes more sense to these people sometimes to murder someone and get three meals a day and free insurance from being in prison than it does to try, because if they don't, they're going to get kicked out of their house and all their medicines taken away. So because they can't afford to live on the salary that they have, and nobody's supporting them and nobody's helping them. So it's cheaper for them to go out and smash someone in the head and get thrown in prison for it, and then, you know, have the government pay for their, you know, three meals a day and their medical insurance and take care of them from prison.
Yeah, now you're reminding me of my stepdad. He was talking along those lines of logic the other day on the weekend. He was like, well, you know, in reality, it's like more inexpensive for people to actually live in prison because they get their free meal and the roofing. And so they don't just go out, break the law in order to be lazy about not paying for their own, you know, financing.
That's part of the reason, you know, people are going crazy over the people coming over the borders and stuff. It's like the government's like, you know, oh, here you go. Here's money and this, that, and the other stuff. And we've got people that are living here, you know, struggling and doing whatever. And you know, they don't get their health plans, or, you know, they get stuff taken away and their assistance is limited and whatnot. And, you know, but if they were, you know, illegal immigrants, they're like, you know, oh, well, here's your free money.
Yeah, show me the money. Show me the money. Sometimes the government will pay through in incredible ways. If you have the right health insurance, you might see stepdad. He required a heart transplant, right? And they threw out for him $250,000 just from his insurance policy. All he paid was like $200 in the end after going through the operation surgery procedure.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. When I was in my car accident, you know, they have they call it catastrophic insurance coverage or something in where I am. So you pay a certain amount of insurance, but they lift that limit if they call it catastrophic. So, you know, it's like $500,000 or whatever. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't realize. And then there's what is it, the car insurance, and then there's the other insurance from like where you work. So between the two of them, you know, they covered just about everything when I was in my car accident. So
yeah,
it was over half a million.
They actually willing to replace the whole model and get you a new car sometimes, the other way, car insurance. And that's like throwing in, you know, $1 million there just because you paid on average the fees.
It's not even the car, though. It's like, oh, my, you know, okay, you need new legs. You need new this, that, and the other thing. Now this is what's wrong with you, so we got to get you, you know, this type of coverage and insurance and therapy and medicine and all this other stuff. It's crazy. Some of these expenses you don't realize. The billing process. And then, you know, you're in no
$6. Yeah.
And you're laid up in bed or whatever, recuperating. You're in no condition to track half the stuff. So you can't even verify the expenses or the bills in a lot of instances. It's like, you know, what's this bill for, you know, $20 or whatever, and it's something stupid like, you know, an aspirin. Or, you know, the biggest racket I saw was, when the doctor comes to the room, that's like an office visit or whatever. So the doctor would come by, and he'd say hello, and then next thing you know, the insurance is getting billed for the doctor visiting you, and meanwhile, all he did was say hello. It's like there was no diagnostics performed. There was no, you know, whatever. How does he get – they have the nerve to do stuff like that? But, yeah, some places do that. It's crazy.
Depends on the situation. You know, I think the money, although the government's criticized all the time, all these trillions of dollars are taken out per year. It just goes back to trying to reinforce the economical infrastructure grid, including – you know, expenses of the people.
See, now that's the other thing that drives me crazy is the insurance companies, you know, that get billed. They're not spending smart, or they're not doing, you know, the best that they can with their spending. You know, I've seen my insurance company get billed for stuff that you know, my copay and everything is covering it. But it's like, but you're overpaying for it. If I was on my own and I had to get it, I'd be paying less than Medicare is paying for this stuff. It's like, you know, you need to get your shit from a different source, because, you know, Amazon is cheaper. You know, I found stuff on Amazon that was less than well. Anyways, I'm on soapbox. I'm ranting on something that, yeah, stupid.
Keep on boxing. Yeah, I like to shadow box. I told you, you can fill up the space any way you want. If you want to talk about health insurance, the bills.
The Bills, they're a good football team. No, they weren't. Maybe they were. I don't know. I'm not a football. Oh, I'm kind of a football fan. I don't know enough about football. Is it even football season yet?
We're nearing there. Baseball started playing. It's you know, in the mid league right now. I was catching a couple of the games with a few drinks just the previous week while rereading The Stand by Stephen King. He combined the two. It's like, is anyone there in the stadium but people avoiding the virus? I don't know. It's just a blood flu. Yeah, you have the fever. You know, baseball always gave that message out. When you're really in love with the sport and you have the fever, you see the connection there with the blue virus and the flu bug.
The thing connected to that I find sad is what's going on in the damn concession stands. The beer sales and how much it costs to buy the hot dogs, and then the parking expenses to go to the stadium. It's like the tickets are the least expense anymore. You know, it's just to get in there and grab a snack and hang out. It's crazy. And then they want to charge an insane amount, and then they fight over because they make a lot of money with the beer sales. They fight over how late, you know, well, we're going to stop selling it after the seventh inning. It's like people are up in arms over crap like that. That makes total sense to try and have people, you know, sober up before they get back on the road, but, you know, there's no guaranteeing how soon the seventh inning is in relation to the end of the game and, you know, all this other stuff. And then there's people like, you know, that's costing us too much money. And then there's the other people that, like, you know, they load up. They know there's no more sales after the seventh inning, so they go there like three times in a row and stack up like six beers or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to drink and drive. So it was easy for traffic cops all these years to just bust people right off the stadium, but they're letting them pass. But no, everything's stockpile high. Yeah, there's inflation with the economy. You're right. And what's worse, have you seen the micro beers, the ones that are 7 ounces, the bottles? It's like, what the hell is this? Am I really a halfling from Middle Earth? Why am I drinking a container that has 7 ounces for a full beer?
Not for nothing, but the halflings had it good. They were drinking from beer steins that were like, you know, twice their size, and there was actual, you know, strong beer, not Coors Light, you know.
Yeah. No, but I feel like condescended as hell when I see the little micro-sized beers.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
I'm thinking, no, this is not supposed to be a stage prop. This is pretty much my reward for the week.
Oh, man. Yeah, that doesn't count as a beer. That's like that's a tease.
Just two sips, dead, the whole jug.
Seriously, yeah.
But I can see how you think it that way. I mean, if there was midgets, then, you know, which there are, of course, they don't need that much to get drunk. You know, all they need is that one sip. It's like, Jesus Christ, this stuff is hitting me hard.
Kidding me.
Yeah, I was just throwing a little bit of humor there. You would expect from a pod. I don't know. I don't want the listener to think we're all that amateur without mentioning the midgets. You know, Norman McDonald's would when he had his broadcast. McDonald was great. It's a shame he passed away so young, really. And just you had 2-3 weeks back, Pee Wee Herman, he died. And that was also another shame for comedy world, yeah.
Paul Rubens.
Word of the day is... Word of the day. You remember Pee Wee, right? The Playhouse when you were a kid?
Cherry.
Yeah. Cowboy would come by, and then they would all start screaming the furniture. You're thinking to yourself, all right, if this is how my house is supposed to be, when do we get there? Real smart technology.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are. No. But yeah, so that was a stand up performance, and I remember Big Top. There's like this like unknown subliminal message where they're asking people if he's God. I think a lot of fans feel that way, but unfortunately, we have a different reason to go to church on Sunday. I hope they get that point by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how the saying goes, all the good dies young. That's what
only the good die young.
My
yeah.
grandfather would tell me when I was a kid. Yeah, all the good die young.
Do Joel.
70's kind of young.
Do Joel.
That's breaking 80 on the back with the lifespan. I don't really think I'm going to make it to 80, but I'm hoping so. Got my fingers crossed on that lucky star.
It makes you wonder sometimes if you're better off not making it to 80. You know, what's that? It's better to burn out than fade away?
Yeah, because by 80, then you're so wise or demented that, of course, everything about the world is really a lie. And that's why we're young right now when you're told off by your elders that, yeah, you really don't know. You don't know.
Let me teach you how to do a practical joke, son. It's like we think we're so smart coming up with this stuff, and they're like, I've been doing that since I was 12 years old, 19, 20.
Yeah.
The wisdom of the elderly.
You had it hard, 5 world wars just to get across the street.
I had to walk 20 miles uphill in the snow with no shoes on. If I came back wet, Grandpa would whip me.
Someone else would try the same thing, but with tennis rackets on their heels.
Go and fetch me a switch, boy.
What would you know, boy?
They didn't just beat you. They made you get the implement of destruction, and also that way you could contemplate what's about to happen.
Yeah, I mean, thinking of Guns N' Roses again, appetite destruction. Just the mere word, WMD.
That was a good album.
So, I guess we pretty much killed it, the pod. Thanks for being a guest here at the music of La Costa Nostra Radio Rack.
Good night, everybody.
I'm gonna do the outro song now. Yeah. It was fun talking with you, and I hope we keep on doing this. We're going to keep on rocking.
Take care.
Night, night.
Bad Company, written and read by Gerald Green. Am I?
don't know, but I've been told if a horse don't pull, you got to carry the load. I don't know, back that strong, maybe find out before too long. One way or another. One way of love, this love has got to be good.